Praise be Jesus Christ. The gospel in the person of Saint John the Baptist exhorts us to true penance as the best preparation for a worthy reception of our Savior this Christmas. Now, why is penance the best preparation for worthily receiving our Lord? Because the only obstacle to receiving our Lord is sin, and we must repent of our sins if we are to receive him worthily. Now, the best form of penance is sacramental penance, making a good confession, which we all should do before the celebration of Christmas. But one thing that's so important to making a good confession is that we acknowledge our sins, that we acknowledge all of our sins, or at least all of our serious mortal sins. Be sure not to fall into the temptation of hiding your sins in confession, of intentionally not mentioning some serious sin out of shame or for whatever other reason. To intentionally hide a serious sin in confession renders the entire sacrament invalid, even though the deceived priest may pronounce the words of absolution over the penitent. Nevertheless, none of the sins, are forgiven by God. And moreover, there's the further sin of sacrilege committed, a serious mortal sin of sacrilege against the sacrament. As it says in the book of Proverbs, "He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy." Finally, what is the point of hiding our sins from the priest in confession, since all will be revealed on the last day, as today's epistle says, that when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the intentions of the heart. So let us make a good, thorough confession in preparation for Christmas, and may Our Lady continue to prepare our hearts for the coming of her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.